This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Voters in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District are still waiting to find out who'll represent them in Congress. The race between Republican Lauren Boebert and Democrat Adam Frisch continues to be close. Colorado Mesa University student Harrison Shapiro has been watching closely.
I keep checking the results and keeps creeping through, but still too close to call, I guess.
Yeah, it's very tense.
If the race goes to a recount, results may not be final until December. A top leader in Governor Jared Polis's cabinet has resigned. CPR's Allison Sherry reports Dean Williams has been the head of the Department of Corrections for 4 years.
When hired, Williams was seen as a criminal justice reformer, someone who wanted to break the cycle of recidivism and mass incarceration in Colorado. But he struggled in the last 4 years to really break through on a number of initiatives. And he faced a lot of criticism and lost a major lawsuit during the COVID-19 outbreak in a number of state prisons. In an internal letter to employees, Williams didn't say why he was leaving now, but that he was in discussions with the governor's office about it. He told employees that he had some extremely difficult days as prison's chief, but that his staff helped make it better. His last day is December 2nd. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Prop 122 is headed back towards victory. Opponents of the measure to legalize psychedelic mushrooms conceded yesterday. The proposition does not allow for storefront sales. It does create a path for licensed healing centers. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.